Tesla Academy podcast interview was conducted at the Hydrogen Implementation Conference in Laramie, Wyoming, in July 2008. We're here today in the Tesla Academy podcast series with Bob Remick of the National Renewable Energy Laboratory under the Department of Energy in Golden, Colorado. Now, Bob, I understand you know a little bit about the possibilities of generating hydrogen with wind power. I'm wondering if you had some general comments and perspective on that process.
Now, we are studying that process. We have wind turbines set up at the National Wind Technology Center, and we are using the power electrolyzers to produce hydrogen, and the hydrogen is then being compressed and stored in cylinders. It's never been studied before. Like, how do you match a wind turbine up with an electrolyzer to get the maximum amount of energy recovery? And that's one of the things that we're addressing in this program.
So it's not like a normal electrical load where you just have a little transformer and it all runs at the same voltage as a stereo system?
No, one of the issues, of course, is that as you start drawing power from a wind turbine, the dynamics of the wind turbine tend to shift. So you're not sure where exactly the maximum output is.
Oh, so it's a moving average.
It's a moving average. Certainly the wind turbine is always set up to generate a nice steady 60-cycle AC, but the power output can vary. So the question is, when I'm doing it, as the wind ramps down or ramps up, wind is very variable. How do I change the power electronics so I've got the maximum amount of hydrogen generated?
So you're essentially having to look at both existing circuits and possible new circuits.
We are designing new circuits for that because that's a unique application that no one's thought of in the past.
These circuits, are they software controlled or do they have to be dynamically controlled through some new material process?
These are software controlled. They're primarily the same kind of solid state interfaces that are used in the industry for example, matching up a fuel cell with an AC inverter to make power generation. In our case, we're going from AC to DC to DC to the fuel cell, or the electrolyzer, because the electrolyzer wants a nice voltage.
As I understand it, electrolysis units generally run on DC. I haven't heard of an AC electrolysis.
No, electrolysis units all run on DC, and they have a fairly narrow range of voltages they want to accept. So as the wind energy changes, what we're doing is we're making the AC to DC and then taking that to another DC inverter to match the power that's coming from the wind turbine into the electrolyzer. I know it sounds like I'm stumbling through this, but in fact it's a fairly complex problem.
Yeah, and it's good to be able to get this problem out because I think there are some inventors out there who are struggling with similar problems in the types of power they're generating from, say, innovative sources. So,
yeah, solar sources, we also at our facility are studying photovoltaic arrays attached to the electrolyzers. And there, of course, what happens when a cloud comes by and you suddenly lose a lot of your power. One of the things we found is that the electrolyzers we purchased to study this this take a voltage slightly less than the maximum output from the PV array. So let's say the example is the 10-cell stack in my electrolyzer unit requires less power than the PV, the photovoltaic array, can put out at maximum. Well, what are we doing? Well, one of the things we're doing right this minute is we're going back to the electrolyzer manufacturer and asking them for a couple of extra cells. So we're going to put a 13-cell stack in there, and the voltage requirements of that stack will exactly match the maximum output from the PV array. So now we've got a more efficient system being generated.
Okay, I see.
So this is something we intend to do, continue looking at as long as the program continues.
Well, that's good to know, and I very much appreciate you taking some time for this. And we're all going to have to sit down after listening to this interview, I think, and really think this out. I would recommend to students that they actually start making diagrams of this type of process because it's something really has to be visualized.
Right. Because we're putting together a lot of tech, a lot of existing components in new ways. And that's what innovation is all about.
Yep. Do you have any websites you would particularly recommend that people check out?
I would suggest simply going to the NREL website, which is www.nrel.gov, and starting from there. We've got the hydrogen, we've got the wind, a whole bunch of different areas you can go from that point.
Okay.